This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. Is God hiding from us? Have you been looking for Him but have been unsuccessful? Why should we even bother? It is astonishing how many millions of otherwise seemingly intelligent people are willing to risk their eternal destiny upon less evidence than they would require for buying a car or even a low-carb food item. Where will you spend eternity? Can you know? There is no more important question to be faced and answered. Seeking and Finding God in Search of the True Faith is the new book from Dave Hunt, published by the Berean Call. Readers of Dave's An Urgent Call to a Serious Faith will recognize and appreciate that this handy volume includes revised excerpts from that powerful work. Lecturer and co-author of The Seduction of Christianity, Dave Hunt.
I wrote Seeking and Finding God because the Lord brings across my path many people who need to know Him and who want to know Him. I wrote it really for myself because I think it's the ideal book to give to people who are seeking.
A powerful tool for evangelism and discipleship. Convenient to carry and inexpensive to give away. TBC is also making this book available in case quantities for personal evangelism and ministry use. Seeking and Finding God in Search of the True Faith. The latest from Dave Hunt is now available. Information on how to order in just a moment. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 4404. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, religion in the news, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the Associated Press, May 10, 2004, with the headline, Lutheran Minister Proclaims That There Is No God. Copenhagen, Denmark. The Lutheran minister who proclaimed last year that there was no God or afterlife was suspended for a second time Thursday for ignoring church orders not to repeat those beliefs from the pulpit. Helsinger Bishop Liselott Raybell suspended the Reverend Thorkild Grosbell, pastor of Tarbeck, and handed his case to the government, requesting that it take the necessary steps. In Denmark, Lutheran ministers are employed by the state, and only the government can fire them, and only with a recommendation from their presiding bishop. Raybell oversees the diocese that includes Tarbeck, a small town north of Copenhagen. Grosbell has been under Raybell's strict supervision since he first was suspended after a May 2003 interview in which he said, "There is no heavenly God. There is no eternal life. There is no resurrection." About 85% of Danes belong to the state Evangelical Lutheran Church, though just 5% attend church services regularly. Grosbell eventually retracted his statement and apologized for what Raybell had termed provocative remarks. His suspension was lifted, yet he repeated those beliefs in past weeks. I expected he would change his mind, the bishop said in a statement Thursday. Grossbell has again spoken in a strongly provocative, hurting, and confusing way, Raybell said. She cited an undated but recent sermon in which Grossbell allegedly said God had abdicated in favor of his son, hence in our favor. Therefore, there is no longer a heavenly guarantee or an interfering might. There is only the godly kingdom on earth that is achieved by us and between us. So if it fails, there is nothing.
Dave, one of the reasons we do this program, Search the Scriptures Daily, is to encourage one and all out there to not buy into whatever they hear out there spiritually, theologically, but search the Scriptures daily to see if these things are true to God's Word. And maybe many of our listeners might think this is, oh man, this is so far-fetched. How could you have a Lutheran minister who's anti-God, basically, anti-Bible? But that's Copenhagen. That's Denmark. It could happen there, but certainly not here. Well, this is a church-state situation, which I'd like to talk about a little bit. But before we get into that, Dave, this is from the Barna poll, George Barna poll.
Yeah.
And he's researching worldviews, and he's looking for a biblical worldview among Christians. And in 2003, in November, he surveyed 2,033 adults. Here's some of the things that he found. Oh, before I get into that, a biblical worldview. What did he mean by that when the question was asked? He meant someone who believed in the Bible, moral absolutes, okay, of the Bible. And then he listed six specific religious views, that Jesus Christ lived a sinless life, God is the all-powerful and all-knowing creator of the universe, he still rules today, salvation is a gift from God and cannot be earned, Satan is real, a Christian has a responsibility to share their faith in Christ with other people, and the Bible is accurate in all of his teachings. So that would be, according to Barna, a biblical worldview. 4% of adults surveyed have a biblical worldview, 4%. 9% of born-again Christians surveyed have a biblical worldview.
9%?
9%. 7% of Protestants surveyed have a biblical worldview. 2% of mainline Protestants. 0.04% of Roman Catholics surveyed have a biblical worldview. 13% of non-denominational Protestants, 10% of Pentecostals, 8% of Baptists surveyed have a biblical worldview.
I thought you were going to get to the pastors.
All right, we're going to get to the pastors. Because Barna was so upset, he did another survey. And 59% of pastors surveyed who did not attend seminary have a biblical worldview. 45% of pastors who went to seminary have a biblical worldview. 45%. So in churches out there, unbelievable. 44% of charismatic and Pentecostal pastors surveyed have a biblical worldview. 35% of pastors of black churches surveyed have a biblical worldview. 28% of mainline Protestant pastors surveyed have a biblical worldview. And 27% of Methodist pastors surveyed have a biblical worldview. It's not looking good.
We have to have an authority. Of course, that's why we get to the Bible. The Bible claims to be God's Word. If it is, we have an authority. We have something we can rely on. If it isn't, where is God's Word? If we don't have a revelation from God, we got nothing. You don't just everybody come up with their own opinion. Based on what? You're going to decide what's right, what's wrong, you know, and so forth. That doesn't work. So this pastor, why is he in this business? Well, they get a good salary.
It's working for the state.
Yeah. But he just thinks he can come up with his own ideas. Where do you get these ideas from? What does he base them upon? What is his foundation? What is his evidence? The people ought to rise up and rebel against this. Who does he think he is? Well, he's playing God. He's deciding what is right and wrong. He's deciding the whole basis of man's life and so forth.
Doesn't that apply to these statistics that I just gave?
Yes, of course it does. And if only 5% attend church regularly, maybe that's why, because they're not really getting anything that they couldn't get off of the newspaper or from their own ideas. And if there's no God, there's no heaven, there's no eternity, there's no resurrection, what does he preach? What is the point of this? Tom,
maybe a positive message, Dave.
Positive about what? How are you going to be positive when there is no hope? Now, of course, the state church, that's left over from the Reformation. Calvin founded a state church. It was a state church.
In Geneva.
And so did Luther. So in Europe today, you have the Catholic, the Lutheran, or the Calvinist. And these are state churches, salaries paid by the state. That comes out of taxes. People are unhappy. They got to pay taxes, but they don't go to these churches because they don't see there is anything significant in what the pastors say. Tom, it's an incredible situation, and yet, from Barna's poll, we got a lot of people here in the United States that are not in a state church. They're claiming to be Christians, and they don't have a biblical worldview either. How does this come about? And it's getting worse, as the Bible said. Well, that's what we are trying to combat, to get people to search the Scriptures daily so they will know God, they will know the gospel, they will know the truth.
Yeah, and anyone out there, if you're attending a church, your pastor doesn't have a biblical worldview. If that's the case, find a church, find a pastor who teaches from the Word of God. Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Well, before they do that, Tom, I think they ought to sit down with a pastor with an open Bible and try to reason with him. And if he's not willing to go by the Bible, by what God says, then of course they'll have to go elsewhere, take their children elsewhere, especially.